Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you today. And we have Mark Hall, the city manager of the city of Coffeyville and studio this morning. Good morning, Mr. Hall. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, and it's always great to be here.
It is always good to have you here. And we're going to check out the agenda here in just a second. But before we get to the new business, which he said it looks very long, but actually is not. And we'll get to that here in just a second. But a few things that will be happening before that, though, of course, is the consent agenda.
You bet. Consent agenda, it is one of those. It's second reading of the ordinance rezoning 901 South Luark Street. And that's just a first that goes to the Planning Commission. Planning Commission reviews, and then, of course, they have the power of recommending or not recommending a rezoning. Then it goes to the commission for approval, and that can be approval or denial. But it went through planning and zoning, and now it goes to the next step, and that'll be for commission's consideration tonight. If they wish to pull it off or approve it as the consent agenda as a whole. And of course we have the appropriations, and those are, like we always say, and I, Commissioner Van Oster always, you know, tries to explain the reason those numbers are high is we have electric utility. Mm-hmm. And usually the budget for electric utility to give somebody a kind of an idea. It's a balanced budget, and it's usually around, we'll say, around $65 million. So you can imagine that's, you know, expenses, and they will match revenues, and, you know, that's why those numbers are quite large.
I can imagine somebody just first looking at it and going, whoa, what is that?
You know, so it's when I plug in my nightlight, I realize that it doesn't cost that much.
Exactly. And thank goodness it works, because the downtime, very, very small here, which I guess they won an award recently, about a month ago, and because the uptime was like 99.9%, something to that effect, and that's incredible.
They are a very safe group. And like say the reliability factor, they do a great job, and we always receive compliments from the public that, you know, when something happened, they were there.
Absolutely.
But that kind of gives, with looking at the size of that budget, it kind of makes things a little bit more understandable. Mm-hmm. Why those numbers are so high. And of course they have some things that, you know, are general day-to-day in-house business in there, but usually they're the one that kind of creeps that up to that high.
Hey, but you know what? You get great service for it, though.
You bet.
So that's the good thing about it. All right, we're going to go ahead and get to the new business. And, you know, you said 2 through 7 is basically the same thing, but we'll talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. There is a first ordinance, though. It's S-2005.
Yes, and what this is for commission's consideration. It is a revolving loan that is through KDHE, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The terms are very low. The interest rate is very low. And we comply with them, but they're also in the 20 years, for 20 years. And what this is a funding source for local governments. And we apply, there's a process, and then that's approved. And then this is for our meter project, which will include its SCADA. And what SCADA is automating the operation of the plant. It's we will always still, you know, have to have manpower. Mm-hmm. There, but SCADA does a lot of the work that notifying, you know, when certain levels are reached or pressures or that. But this is a loan to do that. It's been a long project. In fact, I think it started probably 2 or 3 years ago. It was one of those that the city took a different shift And instead of having just one do a turnkey, the city took it on to save hundreds of thousands of dollars by doing it in-house. And when I say in-house, I mean as far as, you know, finding contractors, looking at the meters that we will use, the automation that we'll use on the meters. Instead of letting somebody else do that, we did that. And it's with the idea to save the city hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's always a good thing.
on a meter project. So we're always looking ways to save money because we know everybody out there is tightening their belts. And, mm-hmm. of course, the city's got to do that. And we try to hold down things in the commission. That is their wish. That's their wish for the public, is that through everything that we do day to day, is we keep the taxpayers in mind and sit there and say they're trying to watch their savings and their money. The city should do the same thing. So, but that's that item. And then we move into 2 through 7. And it's a lot of,
a lot of words.
If you were looking at the agenda at home, if you were looking at it, you'd say, boy, this thing's a page and a half long.
Yeah.
But there's 2 through 7 on our new business items. That's for basically refinancing debt. And it is one of those, we're going to refinance a bond in electric. It'll save the city. The rates are better. It is one of those that, you know, to say this is there is no cost, but taking in consideration the cost, the legal work to set this up and being done, the city looks each time when we do this is what is the benefit and the cost benefits to doing this. We'll save a lot of money over a period of time that we wouldn't have if we just kept the bond going at the rate it was. So it is one of those, you have to accept it, the bids, you have to, and we make, you know, this process, we make financial institutions bid.
Right.
We want to get the best rates, and so they bid for our refinancing of a bond. It goes through, it's basically, this is house cleaning and paperwork. The commission goes through each item and looks at, and each one kind of gets stronger and stronger and says, this is what we want to do. Of course, that's the commission's decision, mm-hmm. but there's a big process in this, and that's the items 2 through 7, just kind of step by step until you get to the final, and that is that, you know, the authorizing the general obligation bonds, the refinancing of it and that. So that's a big one, and then we go into the city's manager's portion, and of course I'd like to, you know, I thank the public you know, for their understanding of you know, how the city is operating. We do have masks at City Hall, and we'll get into that for meetings, but I just the public's been great, and I know you're out there, and this is not, we're seeing things that we've never seen before,
right.
And everyone's trying to figure out how to handle situations, and school is starting. I do want to remember or mention, excuse me, when you're out there driving, kids are starting back to school, and that is going to be a new thing for the school, how they're dealing with that. But watch out for the children.
Absolutely. And today is actually, I do believe, the first full day of school today. So I know yesterday was 7th and 9th graders. Of course, they get the first day of school to themselves, so they can kind of get familiar with the building, because it's a brand new building for each of those grades. And also, I think they had Parents were able to meet teachers in kindergarten yesterday.
Yes.
They had appointment times. They did that. But they, because I mean, you don't want the first day of school for your kindergarten. You don't want to just say, all right, go to the building. I'm out of here, you know.
Yeah.
Usually they want to meet their teacher before that. And also so they can help their child get to the correct classroom. So,
but we know the public's
absolutely
aware. But slow down and remember those. It might be in a school zone. It might feel that this takes too long, but if you really count the seconds that you go through, it's very small in the difference of time of 10 miles an hour faster if you were going that. It's really not a significant amount of time, and that's what, of course, you've got the kids out there, and 10 extra seconds, which is a long time,
right,
in a school zone, but it seems like forever. But that 10 seconds makes it safe. So let's all slow down.
Because,
watch for the kids.
Yeah, because sometimes you get kids that, you know, I mean, they're kids, so they just really don't pay attention when they step out.
Well,
and those few miles per hour that you're going less could change everything. So,
and some of them been out since March.
Yeah, so, I mean, their mindset has not been school, basically,
mm-hmm.
and being out at school. So, yeah, just slow down when you see those lights on. Slow down a little bit. Take your time to get through the area, and then when you get to the other side, you can get back up to regular speed limits.
You bet.
So. All right. Well, Mr. Hall, if anybody would like to come to the meeting tonight, how can they find the commission room?
Well, if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall, there's a little ramp that goes down to a single door. If you'll go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that up to the second floor, the commission room is there. And, of course, the other doors will be open. Starts at 6:30. We do practice, and it's kind of a different configuration. We can put some seats out in the, I guess you would call it, lobby or mezzanine or whatever. we do practice the social distancing, so you'll see chairs 6 foot apart, and masks are required.
Right, and that's all city buildings, correct?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And that is, we know these things are uncomfortable and that stuff, but we're all trying to be one of those counties that sits there and gets through this. And our numbers have creeped up a little, but it is one of those, the more we take control of this and try to prevent it from spreading, the better it is for Montgomery County and, of course, Coffeyville businesses. And I've talked to people. Yes, it's something different, inconvenience, but they said, by and large, yeah, if I can do my part, and it comes a day where Coffeyville does not have to do this, it's worth it.
Exactly. Saying, you know, basically, hopefully we can get through this very quickly and get it done with, and we can beat down this virus, sir.
You bet.
All right, sir. Well, again, I thank you so much for coming in today, and always got great information. And again, that meeting is tonight, 6:30, correct?
Yes, sir.
At City Hall. So if you're interested in watching it, you can head on over there today. But remember, masks are required, and social distancing will be practiced as well. Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming in today, as you do the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, and we always enjoy talking to you.
You bet. And Coffeyville, be safe.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.